It is Tuesday. That means it's time for Mobility Makers, brought to you by Bridgestone. Getting people down the road matters, but getting generations down them, that's what really matters. Bridgestone. Visit whatreallymatters.com to learn more. I got to tell you, it's been at least a generation and a half that have passed through the gates of the People Mover.
Yeah.
I think it came online somewhere around, my memory is 1985 or 86. It
was around that time.
Shortly after I got to town.
Mm-hmm.
And they're gearing up for what could be a very important milestone today, which is they will welcome their 1 millionth passenger. Also, it's reopened after some work on the rail. We welcome in Robert Kramer, the general manager of the Detroit Transportation Corporation and the Detroit People Mover. Robert Kramer, good morning.
Good morning, everyone.
So just give me a quick heads up on the reopening. How was it received? How busy are things? And what's the forecast for this holiday season ahead?
Absolutely. Well, we reopened last Wednesday after about almost 3 months of work on maintaining the tracks and improving some of those pieces. You may have seen some cranes and people up on the track. It was, you know, pretty exciting as far as rail work goes. We reopened last Wednesday, and we had 36 hours straight of service. We had a DJ in the stations. We had hot cocoa for Thanksgiving, which has been a tradition of ours for some time. And welcomed well over 7,000 riders on Thanksgiving on Thursday. So we got picked up right where we left off before the project, and just really looking forward to a great holiday season. Obviously, there's a lot going on downtown every day, and then really peeking ahead, not too far away from bringing the auto show back to January, which has always been a great time for people to ride the People Mover and experience the festivities then too.
And Robert, there's some new cars as well. That we picked up some new cars from Toronto, didn't we?
Well, that's still in the works, but we're making progress. Actually, just yesterday, our first cars crossed the border from Toronto. They're actually going into Pennsylvania to have some upfitting done, getting them ready to work in our system. We're still on track to have that in the next 12 months or so, maybe a little bit longer.
Are they new or are they new used?
They're new to us, but they are used. It's a similar system in Toronto that they have there, and so they'll work well. They look basically the same, but they've had some upgrades to them that will help them last longer into the future.
So you're thinking maybe today or tomorrow, someone might be the 1 millionth rider. What do they get? What makes them lucky?
Oh, boy. Well, I don't want to give away too much about it. But, on Wednesday around noon, if our calculations are correct, and that's right where we're on track. So around noon, we're going to celebrate our millionth rider. So we've encouraged folks, if you're interested in having a chance at becoming that special rider, the Grand Circus Park Station around 11:55 or so. We're asking people to line up outside to have a chance of that, be part of the festivities. And it's for some context, you opened in 1987. You're pretty close. We've transported over 72 million riders since then. And a million riders is not, that's not our end game. This is not a mission accomplished type celebration, but it's a stepping stone on our way. Next year, we're projecting to have 2 million rides. This year, we got 2 million, even though we were closed down for almost 3 months. And so it's really just a matter of continuing to celebrate our progress. And, you know, really all of the great folks who work for DTC, you know, their pride and hard work over the last 24 months or so have really led us to this point. But again, it's just a step as we continue on the trajectory into the future.
Has the makeup of the ridership changed over the last decade or so? I mean, as we've seen more people make downtown Detroit or the Central Business District now a central residential district as well, are you taking more people that live downtown? Are you seeing fewer people that are office dwellers? How has the makeup changed?
Yeah, that's really interesting. It's a great point. You know, if you think about all that's changed since the 1980s, I mean, the system was designed in the 70s, so really just a total, maybe multiple cycles of change. And so what we're seeing is exactly what you're talking about, is that maybe originally and even in the last 15 years, the majority was people that were commuting to work, a lot of them office jobs, and obviously that has changed dramatically. And at the same time, not only the residential has been definitely a big growing part, but also if you think about, we've got the major arenas, but there's also something like 13,000 theater seats within the couple blocks of Grand Circus Park. We've got number one park gathering space in America. We've got the number one Riverwalk. And so there's events, it's a special day when there isn't something going on downtown. And I think that's certainly part of what has really continued to drive a ridership, especially over the last year. And that's part of the reason why we have the free fare program sponsored by our sponsor, Priority Waste, has really had a big part in people using the system even more often.
How does the People Mover, Robert, complement the other transit initiatives we have in Detroit, like the Q Line and bus services? I mean, what role do you see it playing in the long-term transportation strategy of the city?
Well, that's a great question, too. I think that the system was originally designed as kind of a circulator, right? So people get downtown on whatever the grand plans were. In the 70s, obviously some of those things didn't come to pass as far as, a subway or something that it's as significant as that. But we're still playing that same role and really are excited to kind of continue to lead that way, not only with some of the improvements in bus routes for DDOT and SMART. Using the Q Line and the People Mover together, you can access not only all of the things in the downtown area, but you can get, and they're free also, you can get all the way up to New Center, the DIA, Wayne State. And we see a good number of people that are using both of those. But then even thinking about, MOGOs, the bike share downtown, there's got the scooters, there's an autonomous vehicle pilot that's happening as well. So really the People Mover continues in our elevated guideway, especially during big events when it's kind of up above some of the chaos as far as on the street level. It's really connecting people and moving them around the downtown.
Talk about mobility makers, especially with some playoff games maybe being hosted here. People are going to be needing to move around the city.
Well, I would say that one of the coolest things for me, and I know a lot of our staff are really excited about it too, is we do have one of our trains that wrapped in some beautiful Honolulu blue, and it's got the offensive line. Now, there's this idea of the People Movers, and so we're happy to show our Lions pride heading into January, and certainly that's a time when the People Mover can help all those people that are coming down, some of them just to be part of the atmosphere, even if they're not going to the game. It's just part of that, and that's, we had actually tailgates at one of the stations for some of the games as well, to kind of to be part of that experience and help people understand, what station to use to get there, which is Broadway, by the way. It's a great time to be part of all the cool things happening in the city.
I got to say, getting on at the Broadway station and then having it take you wherever you park your car after a victory is just the bomb. I mean, it's part of, you're right. It's part of the experience and the enthusiasm of a post-victory celebration.
Absolutely. Yeah, we love it. We've been part of our improvements last year is we had upgraded our station platform announcements. You've got interactive kiosks and screens with the next train arrivals. But that speaker system, like for Tigers opening day, we're able to kind of program a special message to celebrate the occasion. And so there's a lot of some of those little things, but it's really part of having the People Mover just be part of a great experience, not only downtown, but in the city and the region. So we're just excited to make people's day.
If you want to upgrade the content on that, Lloyd Jackson sings a mean version of the touchdown song.
Forward down the
field. So there you go, Robert. We're there to support your needs.
Okay, I'm in.
Congratulations to the 1 millionth rider, whoever they may be, when they're chosen today. But you do have to be at the DPM Grand Circus Park Station's Washington Boulevard entrance no later than 11:55 in order to qualify. So it's right there outside the David Whitney Hotel. And excuse me, that is tomorrow. Don't want to get ahead of things here, but jot that down. Meantime, we know that Lloyd's just going to be spending the night on it, going in circles.
Definitely. I want to ride the car with the People Movers, the offensive line of
And you can sing your song live.
Yes.
All right, Robert. Thanks very much. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me, as always.
All right, coming up, Jennifer Crumbly filing her appeal officially, calling it an abusive prosecution. There are a number of claims she has made in this appeal. Will any of them get traction? Todd Flood, next on JR Morning at 6:49.